Nolte, Ock melts down over comedian's catcalls. Days after mocking concerns for Kavanaugh's safety. By John Nolte on July 14, 2022. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D-fascist, believes protests should make everyone uncomfortable. Except Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Even better, Ock got caught lying about the incident. Let's back up a bit. It wasn't too long ago that Ock's principles on the issue of protests were based on the following. The whole point of protesting is to make PPL uncomfortable. The proven liar tweeted in December 2020. Activists take that discomfort with the status quo and advocate for concrete policy changes. Popular support often starts small and grows. To folks who complain, protest demands make others uncomfortable. That's the point. And less than a week ago, she mocked concerns over the safety of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh as protesters hounded him out of a D.C. restaurant. Poor guy, she snarked. I will never understand the pearl clutching over these protests. You know, the ones where there are cash bounties for info on public servants' current locations. You know, the ones getting in the face of a guy who just faced an assassination attempt. Oh, okay, cupcake. I'm assuming, then, that this oh-so-lofty principle applies to you. But, of course, it doesn't. Left-wing fascists like Ock want the rest of us uncomfortable while they live in a velvet bubble that includes air conditioning, red meat, private jets, and everything else they deny us. Naturally, this includes the right to ridicule them, which is what happened to Ock Wednesday. So little miss, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable was made uncomfortable Wednesday when a well-known comedian trolled and ridiculed her. Then he ridiculed her again after she got caught lying about what he had said. I know how hard it is to imagine Ock would lie about something. Actually, it's not hard at all. So Alex Stein is a comedian who enjoys trolling politicians and publishing the videos on social media. On top of little miss, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. On Wednesday, he also trolled Representative Adam Kinzinger, our sellout, and Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY. So he is heckling little miss, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Stein, Ock, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, Ock. You're my favorite. She wants to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on Ock. That's my favorite big booty Latina. Ock mumbles something like, you want a piece of me from behind a performative mask, and flashes peace sign. Stein, my favorite. Nice to meet you, Ock. Look at how sexy she looks in that dress. I love it, Ock. Stein obviously has a problem with Ock's position on abortion and is looking to make her uncomfortable over it. He also wants to get a reaction out of her that will go viral and call a whole lot of attention to himself while making her look bad. Mission accomplished. Would I heckle Ock or anyone in this way? No. But after watching Democrats like Ock say that acceptable protest includes burning and looting predominantly black, working-class neighborhoods, it's Ock who's moved the line of decency. So it's fun to watch her get exactly what she asked for. Then. She lied about the incident. As if what happened wasn't bad enough because she can't help herself when it comes to lying, she described it this way in a tweet. This guy followed me up the Capitol saying, look at your juicy A. You Latina and a bunch of other disgusting garbage in front of an officer who let him continue. So I'm just going to share his photo here since there's no other protection. Ladies and anyone, avoid this guy. That's not what he said. She's lying. And if she's willing to lie about the little things. Anyway. After Stein released the video that proved her a liar, she deleted the lying tweet. But instead of admitting she lied, Ock tweeted this BS to explain the deletion. I posted about a deeply disgusting incident that happened today on the Capitol steps, but took it down BC. It's clearly someone seeking extremist fame. It's just a bummer to work in an institution that openly allowed this, but talking about it only invites more. Just really sad. So she claimed she deleted it to avoid giving the guy the fame he seeks. And then she immediately tweeted out a video of the incident. Did you see what she wrote there? I was actually walking over to deck him. She was gonna deck him. Yeah, she was going to deck him in a tight skirt, high heels, and weighing all of 78 pounds. Watch the video again. See the guy walking with Ock? Why didn't he do something about the heckler? He's a friend or aide, I'm assuming. He might even be the guy Ox engaged to marry. So why would he leave Ox hanging like that? Anyway, let's unpack this, shall we? Ox lied about what the guy said. After the video proved her a liar, Ox lied about why she deleted her lie. Ox is a fascist who wants the Capitol Police to protect her from speech. Ox believes violence, deck him, is an appropriate response to speech. Ox might want to find a fiancé/friend/aide who won't stand around like a girl when she's insulted. Little miss, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable as a violent, thin-skinned, neurotic, hysterical, fascist hypocrite who lies with impunity, even when those lies will get women killed. Ox loves to see Supreme Court justices she disagrees with chased out of restaurants by protesters. But don't make Ox uncomfortable, or she'll deck you while her manly man of the fiancé, or whoever, holds her coat. Why are left-wing women so weak? They can't handle anything without melting down into a puddle of crybaby and tattletale. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.